Jesus' priceless treasure, remind us that indeed you are, and that always. Amen. Everyone knows how an inheritance can divide a family. A little bit of money can create a whole bunch of tension. In fact, it's funny how money seems to bring out the worst in even otherwise decent folks. So it should come as no surprise that Jesus would encounter two brothers, of all things, arguing over their dad's estate. But instead of being drawn into taking sides, Jesus turns this whole occasion into a teaching moment for the kingdom of God. Here's the question up front. What is the true and everlasting worth that deserves your full attention? The real treasure that goes on and doesn't get over. When the unhappy brother approached Jesus, he asked Jesus to be a divider, a judge, if you will, to determine what was fair. The New Testament Greek word here is meristes. It means divider or arbiter. The unhappy brother was asking Jesus to enforce his legal right to a share in the estate, to find some legal loophole to the principle of the first son getting it all. But Jesus refused to be a divider. They didn't need a divider. The estate had already divided the family. Jealousy and anger had already pit one brother against the other. They didn't need somebody to choose sides. They needed somebody to repair the breach. What, after all, I ask you, what is gained by choosing sides? What they needed was somebody to bring together what was divided, a power a whole lot greater than justice. We are divided from God and from each other by our sin. We do not need justice. We sure don't need somebody choosing sides. What we need is one to repair the breach and bring together what sin has separated. We need a life strong enough to bridge our unworthiness with God's holiness. A life strong enough to bridge our sin with God's forgiveness, our death with God's life. Jesus has come not to divide or choose sides, but to reconcile. The Greek word for reconciler is one letter off from the Greek word for divider. Jesus refuses to be a divider, meristes, but he is our one and only reconciler, mezistes, no ro, no r. Justice would mean we'd be left with the consequences of our sin's choices. You know those choices. You are living the consequences. Justice would mean that we would be left in death and in captivity to evil. Mercy, though, mercy means hope. It means redemption. It means reconciliation. That's the greater treasure of the kingdom of God. It is always mercy. Jesus has not come to sort the righteous from the sinner. We are all sinners and unrighteous. He has come, rather, for the greater cause of mercy, to redeem those marked by sin and suffering in the middle of sin's consequences, the consequences of division, guilt, death. The treasure of grace that Jesus has come to give us is a whole lot greater than the treasures of the moment that divide us, that created jealousies and consume us with love of things or love of power or love of control. Oh, by the way, this isn't a story against wealth. What Jesus shows us is that there is a treasure of far greater value. He's come to give us mercy. Mercy of sins forgiven, of lives reborn from sin and death through baptism, of childlike faith that trusts what eyes do not see. He has come to give us hope for life stronger than death. One thing is for certain. Jesus did not come to make today our heaven, but to lead us beyond this moment to the eternal moment of life without death. This is the good and great treasure He's come to bestow by His dying and His rising. Why are we so often consumed for that which will indeed pass away? Why are we so often casual about forever? God sent His only begotten Son to us so that, fixing our eyes upon Him, we might see way above and beyond the here and the now to the glory that will be revealed when Jesus comes for us in glory and in resurrection victory. When you have eternity, you can endure the next few minutes. So said a Lutheran pastor preaching in the confessing church in Germany resisting the Nazis. When you own eternity, you can persevere through the struggles of this earthly life. That's the word of Jesus to the brothers feuding over earthly stuff. When you already own the greatest treasure, when you're not consumed by the lesser, when you have everlasting life as your treasure, you can be generous and giving with all the treasures in your life. Jesus isn't trying to get you to believe that things are worthless. What he's come to give, to bestow, is a treasure of greater worth. So what do you gain if you choose the lesser treasure over the greater blessing? When we're rich toward God, we're rich in that which cannot and will not be taken from us. When we are rich in stuff and poor towards God, all that we value will pass through our hands in death, if not before. Pass on to those who will not value it as we do or use it wisely. I mean, you heard the preacher from Ecclesiastes, that warning. We leave this world naked of all that we worked for, and it passes on to somebody who didn't work for it. Heaven is not a greater version of today. Today is but a shadow of eternity. That is the perspective of faith. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not come to suffer and die to give us a bigger version of today. He labored with His life, not for a treasure that was passing, a treasure that time could devalue or inflation whittle away. Jesus, rather, has come to give us that which remains, the full, the eternal treasure, the gift of mercy and salvation, ours by grace through trust in Him. We aren't redeemed for a temporary treasure. We are set apart in holy baptism to possess that which no one and nothing can take from us. If we are rich in this treasure of grace given to us in Jesus, sharing and generosity, compassion and mercy to one another and others all around, no, be no problem for us. Jesus has not come to take from us what we value. He has come to give us a treasure so rich, it is beyond all value. Two brothers divided by things and jealousy. Jesus offered them the greater treasure that would have reconciled these two so they could grieve their dad and stand together in love. We come with many divisions to this place where reconciliation binds us together in the greater treasure of God's grace, spoken in the word that forgives our sins, recalled in the splash of living baptismal water, and received in a few moments as food right here at the Lord's table. As we receive the greater treasure that is God's gift to us in Jesus, we are free. Free to stand as one body under the banner of Christ's love and to use all the Lord gives to us to be a bright, shining light in a city, in a state, in a nation, in a world where there is so much division and hurt and darkness. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.